This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Salon Railway Chevy.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. Already. So far into this week, so much is unfolding. So much is happening. It is hard to believe that we are already 9+ months into this year. It makes my head spin. It's hard to believe that we're about to see another anniversary of the September 11th attacks coming up in just a few days. It will be the 15th anniversary of those tragic events that changed our world, but did not make us any safer with the police state that followed suit. I didn't get to it yesterday, but I'm going to get to it today because it dovetails with Gary Johnson falling flat on his face and not knowing what Aleppo is. But it ties into a Mark Dice report, Americans completely clueless about 9/11 15 years later. And whereas you can be very sad for these ignorant people or also be very scared of them because they're so dangerous, like a school of piranha or a pack of lemmings running over you and dragging you with them over the side of a cliff. But you have to understand, this is the ocean. This is the atmosphere. This is the ether. This is the elixir. This is the universe. This is the domain. The ecosystem in which the parasite globalists thrive. And the dumbed-down population is our mortal enemy. But it's an enemy that we can hopefully try to somehow find some humanity in and take back from the brink of total psychological and spiritual oblivion. Obviously, the big story on DrudgeReport.com, the big giant link there under the banner head of Hillary's Medusa-like Gorgon head, Hillary and the ear pearl. And she undoubtedly has an earpiece in her ear. It's about 10 o'clock at night. I was already going to bed early last night, exhausted. And Joe Big starts texting me, bzz, bzz, bzz. Look at this earpiece. And I said, absolutely, go with it. Rolled over, went to sleep. Got up this morning at 6 a.m., went in, got some breakfast, saw the kids off at school. Went in, punched up the computer, top of DrudgeReport.com. Paul Joseph Watson's lengthy article detailing this, but she 100% has a earbud, and you can see it on the video, but not as clearly as photos. Like, I've got one here on my phone that Biggs texted me last night, where it's an HD photo, and you can see that it is, looks like a hearing aid, actually. The point is, they're mum on it so far. Clearly, smoking gun evidence is the WikiLeaks documents, as usual, with her girlfriend, Uma Abedin. I'm sorry, the woman that stays in the same bed with her, in the same hotel rooms. Her confidant, her friend, whose mother is the foremost promoter in the world of cutting women's genitals off. I mean, you can't make that up. It's just a little added cherry to throw in. We have the email from her saying, hey, did you forget your earpiece? Or do you need me to bring you your earpiece for the speech you're going to be given? So Hillary does have an earpiece, has used an earpiece. This is clearly an earpiece. And the question is, how is Hillary going to spin this? So we have the man Paul Watson on Monday called a complete idiot, Gary Johnson being a complete idiot. You know, I figured it out. Gary Johnson is like an 80 IQ. We're going to talk about that as well. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this September 8th, Thursday, worldwide transmission is going to be jam-packed. The persecuted political prisoner, Dinesh D'Souza, will join us to break down his view on 2016 and all the big developments. We're also going to have Leanne McAdoo, Owen Schroyer, and, of course, Anthony Gucciardi in here hosting a roundtable discussion in the last hour and a half of the broadcast. We'll have Joe Biggs and others popping in as well. I intend to open the phones up in the first half of the broadcast, obviously today, and take your phone calls because I imagine you want to comment on that so-called forum last night where they attempted to rig things for Hillary Clinton, but again, it blew up in her face. She has the opposite of a Midas touch. Whatever she touches disintegrates. Huge developments on that front. We also have Gary Johnson, who I've been trying to figure out for a while, getting hit with a zinger. And these are the type of questions that I'm worried about with Trump when they bring up something like, what's Aleppo? Well, it's the most war-torn city in Syria. It's where the most lives have been lost. The city is kind of like the Leningrad or Stalingrad of Russia, where it just goes back and forth on both sides, and the war was basically decided in Leningrad, then Stalingrad, changing the name, now St. Petersburg today. But the point is, that's what Aleppo is. It's the most war-torn battlefront of the Syrian conflict. And this morning I turned on the TV and Gary Johnson's in a controversy, couldn't answer a Syria question. And I just knew it'd be something like, what's the most war-torn city? Because reporters could act smart doing that and have all the factoids beforehand. And sure enough, I said, Aleppo. And they come back from break, they go to the clip, it was Aleppo. It's scary when you know the enemy as good as I do. It's crazy when you know what they're going to do before they do it. But really, it's not even that crazy. That's a good question, actually, to see if you have knowledge about the Syrian conflict, which I have studied for hundreds and hundreds of hours. I've interviewed probably over 100 top guests, and I have trouble keeping track of it. I mean, it is a spaghetti mess. I mean, it is like a knotted, twisted, crazy, confusing, out-of-control situation. But if you don't know what Aleppo is, that you've got a major, major problem. If you don't know what Damascus is, you've got a major, major problem. That's the ancient capital of Syria and the second oldest continual Christian community. On and on and on. They don't know these factoids. And that's the thing about Gary Johnson. When he was here the last time in the studio, I was being very polite, very nice to him because I've known the guy for a decade before, interviewed him in person many times, been in a few functions, even sat at the same table with him, and I always thought he was kind of boring, had no personality. But he was very hateful the last time he was here and almost hissing at me during breaks and very angry, like he does blowing up at reporters now if they question him. And now I realize it's because he's a pseudo-intellectual buffoon. When Paul Watson shot a video on Monday saying that he is a complete idiot, I said, you know, I don't know if he's a complete idiot. Maybe a sociopath? No conscience? But now I realize Paul's right. That's why he gets so mad. You look at him, he's a bumbling moron. Gary Johnson is a bumbling idiot. And any so-called libertarian that supports him is not a libertarian. Anti-gun VP, he's now anti-gun, wants open borders, wants corporate welfare, wants privatized prisons, total corporate welfare. It's for the TPP. Amnesty, I mean, he's for the whole New World Order agenda. The fawning mainstream media is supporting him and having LA Times headlines and New York Times headlines. This is the man that could hand it to Hillary Clinton. Absolutely. So that's why I've been hammering him, and it's good to see him basically blow his feet off because he didn't even try to say, can you elaborate? He just said, what is Aleppo? That's coming up. But obviously, the big story. The ongoing crashing and burning of Herr Hitlery. If you go to drudgereport.com, you can see the big, giant, main headline under her ignoble brow, Hillary and the ear pearl. And the minute I saw this last night, I didn't notice it during the forum, Joe Biggs sent me a HD photo, and it's clearly an earpiece. And we show TV viewers the actual article. It's an HD photo. I want to show people that. You can see that it's clearly an earpiece on the Infowars.com story. And the minute I looked at it, I said, boom, clearly this is going on. This is Hillary basically being given her walking orders if she can't answer one of these questions that comes from the crowd. She didn't have to worry about Matt Lauer, who works as part of the Global Clinton Initiative and is a darling of the Clintons. Oh, no. Didn't have to worry about that at all. Now, another big piece of evidence that James Woods pointed out was that WikiLeaks, back in 2009, released an email from Hillary, which Hillary admits is real, or to Hillary, from Huma Abedin, her confidant. Did you take your earpiece, or do I need to get it? So if they come out and say that this is a hearing aid, we know they're lying because they're calling it an earpiece, and an earpiece is the term for a tiny radio transmitter receiver that picks up audio transmissions when she's in a jam. And the Clintons, Steve Pachenik had talked about this months ago on the show, in fact, we got to find the clip, he said, are well known to use earpieces. So You talk about cheating. You talk about staging something. You talk about manipulation. This is it in a big, big way. So the article is an InfoWars.com report. Was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? Paul Joseph Watson, conservative actor James Woods, says she can't even lie without help. And then it goes through the evidence of it. Of even more concern, it's now confirmed in the Hill newspaper, Steve Watson's reporting on it at InfoWars.com. Hillary campaign is pressuring media not to cover her health issues. No kidding. If someone mentions it on a TV show now, they cut the feed. If Trump mentions it, they cut the feed. They are clearly scared to death of this because this woman has serious health problems. And that's what Paul Joseph Watson reports on. Dem strategists fear Hillary's health questions could cost her the election. Advisors panicked over viral controversy. She clearly looks like hell. She's clearly got some gentleman, a black man, that follows her around with a tranquilizer pen. And then when someone stands up in a crowd and just barely says something to her, she starts panicking and bumbling around. And he has to say, it's okay, it's okay, keep talking. And then she goes from looking completely insane, focuses back down again, and looks somewhat normal. I mean, this is what you'd imagine in a movie where you show someone starting to flip out, going crazy, how they look, and then when they come back to reality with a totally different face, she looks like someone out of a mental institution. Why do people have to jump to her side and say everything's okay? Now, before I go back to the full clip of that, I want to go to Joe Biggs and get his firsthand observations of this and how he first noticed this, as a lot of other people were spontaneously noticing it last night. And then he put out the term, hashtag Hillary's earpiece, that's now going viral. So Joe Biggs for InfoWars.com, there in the control room. What was your first approximation when you saw this? And then now what's your view on it?
Well, the interesting thing about the forum last night, the not-so-much debate, was the fact that she would sit down and stand up and kind of walk around, pacing around. It was really odd. I was like, what is she doing? And when I got back home after we were covering the forum, I started seeing some pictures, and I zoomed in close on one of them. I saw this look like a pearl or an earpiece in her ear. So I simply took that picture, tweeted it out, and I said, you know, this looks suspicious. Is this an earpiece? Who's talking to her? Hashtag Hillary's earpiece. You know, and it really started a conversation. That hashtag's gotten over 73,000 comments on it, I believe, so far. And it's actually one of the top searches on Google right now. So, you know, who's talking to her? Who's feeding her this information, if that's what's happening? And I think Donald Trump should bring some kind of jamming device next time he goes on stage when he has to meet her one-on-one to make her actually be honest.
That's a really good point. I've always predicted that they're going to try to weasel out of a real debate with Trump, because if he's in a real debate with her on the stage and has any time to respond, he's going to savage her with the truth. It's going to be devastating. The ratings, I would imagine, even though they're burying it, you know, during NFL football games, are going to be 50, 60 million viewers, almost as big as the Super Bowl. This is going to be epic. And I don't see how they can put her up there when, again, if you've missed it, she has this mysterious guy for months with her who disappeared for a few weeks. He's now back. They won't say who he is. He's got an EpiPen or some type of injector pen right beside her, and he has to tell her, it's okay, keep talking. Let's play the clip.
Keep talking. You handle it. We're not going
to. Okay, here we are.
This is a guy that orders a Secret Service on him, but it's not
okay.
Secret Service.
We'll keep talking.
Understand this. Secret Service doesn't touch Hillary. Unless she's being shot at, then they jump on her. And the press has asked who this is, and they won't say. And now she's finally had one stage press conference, I'm going to skip this break, where she had a coughing fit and had to stop that with just 8 or 9 sycophantic women there. Now she's had another one that no one knew was about to happen this morning with like 6 or 7 other people with staged questions. This woman has serious problems, and I saw that last night. Because I had one channel on with the raw debate and then the other channel on with our analysis of it in live time. And I noticed she kept pacing back and forth very, very strangely, like she was listening to something, and it just looked like she was crazy. And it makes perfect sense. That's what someone looks like when they're waiting and listening to be able to finish their answer. Joe Biggs.
Well, if you look at the responses that Trump had after Matt Lauer would ask a question, it was very fluid. It was a normal conversation. Now, when Matt Lauer was addressing Hillary Clinton, she would kind of sit there, nod her head for a minute. There would be an awkward pause, and then she would respond, which makes complete and total sense. It's somebody's feeding her something. Is it Huma Abedin, or maybe it's one of the highest people who have donated money to her that they're allowed to talk to her. It could be George Soros or one of those demon goblin babies that she coughed up out of there that hatched. I mean, I have no idea, but someone's feeding her information, and it was very awkward. You can tell last night that it didn't seem like a normal conversation, that she was definitely being fed something.
You're right, Joe, and of course you made a satirical comment there about Hillary Clinton gives birth to bizarre creatures. That's the video blown up of the green globulates and weird brown fluid coming out of her mouth. We've blown this up. And it doesn't look like cough drops. Who has, swamp green, large globulets coming out with brown fluid? How could she even talk with two of these big lozenges in her mouth? We're not literally saying that these were, you know, demon eggs or something. But this is so, again, emblematic of just how disgusting this woman is.
Well, another word on the street is a lot of the press corps that travel around with her know that if they ask any kind of difficult questions to her, that there's a good chance that they're going to be kicked off the plane and not allowed to follow around anymore and report on stuff.
Well, I have to say the one veteran that got a good question into her about the fact that he was in the military with classified information and that if he'd have done this, he'd be in jail, he was shaking. He's a grown man, combat vet, and he's up there shaking when he asked her that question, because that's how much fear people have of this lady. But I have to say, the forum was better than I thought it would be. It was horrible to have Matt Lauer. He didn't disclose that he, you know, basically works with and for the Clintons. Normally, when you see News Corp or another major media outlet reporting on their own stock or reporting on their own activities, they'll tell you that, you know, News Corp is the parent company, say, of Fox, or Time Warner is the parent company, or was, of CNN. They don't do that now. It's unprecedented.
Well, she opened up last night with the whole fact that she did not send or receive any emails with any kind of classification markings whatsoever, and she's still running with that narrative that's already been proven false, that we do know that she did that. We do know that she received emails with classifications. Then she comes out and says she doesn't know what the C means, and this guy who was a high-level military person at one time who had a security clearance, he knew that if he would have done something like that, or if I would do something like that, we'd be in jail. This shows clearly that she is above and beyond the law.
That's right. In fact, I want to play that clip. It's on Infowars.com. Vet confronts Clinton. I would have been prosecuted for mishandling intel. U.S. Navy veteran confronted Hillary Clinton during the Commander-in-Chief Forum Wednesday over the handling of controversial information. It's beyond confidential. It's secret. Here it is.
Secretary Clinton, thank you very much for coming tonight. As a naval flight officer, I held a top secret sensitive compartmentalized information clearance, and that provided me access to materials and information highly sensitive to our warfighting capabilities. Had I communicated this information not following prescribed protocols, I would have been prosecuted and imprisoned. Secretary Clinton, how can you expect those such as myself who were and are entrusted with America's most sensitive information to have any confidence in your leadership as president when you clearly corrupted our national security?
Well, I appreciate your concern and also your experience, but let me try to make the distinctions that I think are important for me to answer your question. First, as I said to Matt, you know and I know, classified material is designated. It is marked. There is a header so that there is no...
Enough. We have the emails where she ordered
what is being
and her staff ordered the cutting off of those. And WikiLeaks has reported 2 days ago, Julian Assange, that next week or within a week, they're going to release thousands of emails that were secret that she deleted where she knew it was clearly top secret and confidential. So, again, she's about to be proven as a total and complete liar. Let me ask you this question, Joe Biggs. What do you expect her handlers to do to try to pull her bacon out of the fire?
I don't think there's anything that can take her down, really. I mean, I believe that we could literally have proof of her being connected to the murders of one of these people in the Clinton body counter, actual footage of her doing it, and they would still give her a pass. The media would still go, oh, well, she had a bad day, or maybe, you know, they would find any way they could to get her out of it. At this point in time, she's unstoppable, but the populace is, most people in America, they want Trump. If you look at the polls after the forum last night, everyone liked Trump. I mean, people see through her lies, but they're going to continue. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News now, they're all going to continue to try to push this Clinton narrative that she's this doll, she's going to be this first woman president, and she's going to be the one that helps usher us into this new era.
All right, Joe, thank you for your analysis. I think it's spot on from the perspective, if we're going with the mainstream media. And I think this is a very, very key time, a battle right now between the forces of the new media and the populist movement worldwide, and folks that do still tune into mainstream media. If enough people tune into mainstream media and believe that narrative that she's going to be the winner, they can steal it, and enough people will go along with it where they can effectively do that. Thank you, Joe Biggs. Now, continuing down this line, and I'm going to pull these photos up because they were viral at the time, and Drudge carried it. We covered it at the time. You would want a search engine, George W. Bush mysterious earpiece, when he clearly had an earpiece in, and he clearly had some type of transmitter booster pack on his back, and he had a wire leading up through the suit up to the earpiece, which was then a wireless earbud. So I would imagine that that's what was going on here. So there is a precedent. And so Joe Biggs was asking, you know, who knows who would be popping into her ear. I guarantee you this. It is the very same type shadow government people that were feeding into George W. Bush's ear so he wouldn't get stumped on not doing his homework and not knowing the name of major cities like Aleppo. And speaking of the devil, I want to go to the Gary Johnson information now. I don't have a bone to pick with Gary Johnson, the individual, except that I've known him for 10 years, had him in studio at least 5-6 times that I can remember, had him on the radio as a guest another 10 times or so. And the last time he was here, he acted like he hated my guts during the breaks, was bugging his eyes out at me, kind of like he blew up at the town hall reporter, just out of the blue in, you know, 1 millisecond on a dime. But I pointed out he seems really stupid, but also very arrogant, you know, the type of fop you'd expect to find in some, you know, country club that thinks they're God and smarter than everyone. Though he's got the energy level of a block of, you know, cheese. Well, he went on NBC, MSNBC, and they ask him, what is Aleppo? He goes, I don't know. What is Aleppo? All he's got's gimmicks where he wears a suit and tie, but, you know, wears Nike tennis shoes. It's all a big joke. And so this is really blown up in his face because he's a pseudo-intellectual. He supposedly knows everything, and he doesn't know anything. He supports the TPP. He says Hillary is a, quote, great humanitarian, a great public servant is the actual quote. So let's go ahead and go to the clip of Gary Johnson.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo? About Aleppo. And what is Aleppo? You're kidding. No. Aleppo is in Syria. It's the epicenter of the refugee crisis.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Okay.
Well, with regard to Syria, I do think that it's a mess. I think that the only way we deal with Syria is to join hands with Russia to diplomatically bring that at an end. But when we've aligned ourselves with... when we've supported the opposition, the Free Syrian Army, is also coupled with the Islamists, and then the fact that we're also supporting the Kurds, and this is it's just a mess. And that this is the result of regime change that we end up supporting, and inevitably these regime changes have led to a less safe world. So an alliance with...
Now, most of the media is not actually playing the whole clip where he gives a somewhat decent answer. But you have to understand, this is why Hillary has an earpiece, because she doesn't want to be caught in a faux pas like this. All right, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. Find showtimes, affiliates, details at InfoWars.com/show. Or go to InfoWars.com and just click the Listen Media tag to find all of that information. And then hopefully take that information and send those links, those stories, those podcast links, the free iPhone and Droid app links to friends, family, neighbors, people in your community that you want to wake up. Whatever you do, whether it's reaching out to complete strangers or calling your grandma up on the phone, now is the time to really hit the streets and to put our walking boots on, to quote Nigel Farage, and to get aggressive, because the 21st century information war against the globalist attempted conquest is on. Now, Before I go any further, there's a lot of other news, obviously, going on that we tend to not get to as much because we're so busy focusing on the incredible nature of this campaign. It's less than 60 days now until the election. What an incredible time to be alive right now. 59 and a half days until that election kicks off. You could cut the tension in the air with a knife. And world economic collapse rolling out. Big Brother on steroids rolling out. Attacks on the family rolling out. This article's up on InfoWars.com. New ID badge records employees' conversations. Your boss can now monitor you 1984 style. Then that ties into exclusive from InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton claims Make America Great Again slogan is racist, but used the phrase officially in 1991 as his campaign slogan, right through to 92, 93. We've got a bunch of clips of that. City to fine residents over puddles of water in response to Zika. We're going to look more at what Trump is actually proposing and what Hillary is proposing. It's all coming up today and your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, September is preparedness month, and I can't offer this special throughout the month. I can offer it until the middle of next week or so. But just one of the specials is 30 to 40% off the super high-quality storable foods that are already discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of My Patriot Supply that is the best quality at the very lowest prices out there you're going to find. And this is just private labeled, so we can contractually go down even more, 30 to 40% off depending on which package. But the minimum is 30% off the already super low prices. And the profit we do make funds this operation, so it's a win-win. 20% off Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen that's so essential in the body. 20% off the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch system that everybody should be drinking every day, and it replaces, you know, all the high fructose corn syrup soda drinks and the rest of it. And it supports the broadcast. We have the new BioTrue Selenium that is going to sell out very, very soon. First run of it is very, very popular. Already is getting 5 stars, but not for 2 weeks. BioTrue Selenium, the strongest, purest that we can find. We believe it's the best out there. It is from the mustard seed. It ties in with Survival Shield X2. It ties in with vitamin C. These three things all go together. We don't sell vitamin C because there's so many really good forms of it available just in fruits and vegetables. Not the case with BioTrue Selenium, not the case with Survival Shield X2, True Nascent Iodine. This is just not the case. So these are things that people absolutely need, and your purchase funds this operation. Also, I don't claim to be, again, a beach boy, but I gained almost 100 pounds in the first 15 years I was on air because I just quit working out. And then the last 6 years or so, I've slowly lost more than 80 pounds of fat, and I gained a lot of muscle, but overall I'm about 50 pounds lighter than I was. And in fact, we got some new photos that I'll later in the broadcast show. I mean, I've got a big head, big chest, big shoulders, so I'm a big guy. But before Cleveland, I got down to the beginnings of a six-pack, gained about 10 pounds during Cleveland, and the weeks after that, I quit working out for a while. But the point is, I was working out 6 years ago harder than I am now and wasn't losing weight. And it was because I was missing the key things like the proper iodine, selenium. It's just amazing what ended up happening. So, and my journey really accelerated about 3-4 years ago. That's when I lost the majority of this weight. And then just since a year ago, my muscle mass has gone way up. I've gotten so much more healthy. But again, we're showing some photos from a year ago. We've got a bunch of new ones. I'm going to get a new video out that shows that. Because that says now, that's about 3-4 months ago. I'm in even better shape than that now. So, again, they always say it's not even so much exercise, it's diet. And absolutely, once I had the trace elements and the minerals and the good halogen in my body, it was a dramatic change in stamina, in libido, in energy. Super male vitality. X2. Things like selenium. A good multivitamin mineral that I get through the Vitamin Mineral Fusion or from InfoWars Health Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The longevity product is excellent as well. All available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. In fact, we're rebuilding InfoWarsHealth.com, so the place to go is InfoWarsTeam.com for the great longevity line of products. InfoWarsLife.com products, of course, are developed by us. So whether it's colloidal silver or whether it's Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse, or DNA Force, or Sleep Aids, or high-quality organic Mediterranean oregano, it's all available at InfoWars.com. Life.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, getting back into the news here. Gary Johnson put his foot in his mouth. This is the type of thing I'm worried about with Donald Trump, where they'll use some factoid, some city, some town, some little piece of information to make you look stupid. And the truth is, Johnson's a globalist. He's a sellout. He thinks everything of himself. He gave a quasi-okay question, but not knowing the main war-torn city, the main battleground, not knowing the deciding city in the six-year conflict is stupid. But he did have a decent answer after that, though it was kind of all discombobulated. But that's why Hillary's got an earpiece, and that's why George W. Bush clearly had an earpiece, because they don't know all these facts and all this information either. And so they've got to have a panel of experts sitting there, and I've talked to insiders, I mean the people that actually know what's going on, they say there's up to four people sitting there ready to pop in with the correct answer for her. So it's like a rigged game show. There's been famous cases of game shows in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s being rigged with people with earpieces being told what to do or being given the questions beforehand. And so this is very, very legitimate to bring this up, and it shows that crooked Hillary will go to no ends. Donald Trump Jr. Tweeted out our story this morning as well. Everybody else should retweet Paul Joseph Watson's story. Everybody should go to drudgereport.com and get it, and send it to local radio, local TV. Send it to local papers and say, why aren't you reporting on this? Because she's clearly got an earpiece in her ear. Now, watch. In fact, as of airtime 40 minutes ago, I haven't been online since then, there have been no response from Hillary. This is one of the top trending items on Twitter, Facebook, Google, one of the top stories in the world, probably be the top story, because Drudge is linked to it as his top story. How big will this get? We're going to take your phone calls coming up here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to go to callers. George and Austin and Gene and Eileen and John and others coming up here in a few minutes. But first, if you just joined us, here is the type of zinger I'm worried about they're going to throw at Trump because he doesn't have an earpiece and Hillary does. Here's Johnson falling on his face.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo?
About Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo? You're kidding.
No.
Aleppo is in Syria. It's the epicenter of the refugee crisis.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Okay.
Joe.
Aleppo.
Now let's go ahead and go to Mark Dice's report from yesterday that's still on the front page of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, where I want to be clear, because we do the very same reports. He's a contributor to InfoWars. We're not going out, InfoWars isn't going out, Mark Dice isn't going out to try to make people look stupid. We're going out with horror to show how ill-informed they are. The majority of Americans don't know the three branches of government. They don't know the basics of anything. Most Americans will say ban water in surveys if you say it's for the environment to ban dihydrogen monoxide. We're pointing out this ignorance is here, so that something can be done about it. This is not edited. I mean, it's cut down for brevity, but Mark Dice, and so do we show you when we go out and do this in Austin, Texas, or in other parts of the country when our crew's on the road, this is what we're getting. The majority of Californians he talks to want to kill children up to age 3, post-birth abortion. About half of Austinites do. 9 out of 10 Californians want to put gun owners in forced labor camps and seize our assets. These people are dangerous, and that's why we're showing them to you. And then this is the type of low-information voter that Gary Johnson hopes you are when he says the TPP is a great deal, or when his neocon warmongering associate wants to ban all guns that hold more than 5 rounds of ammunition. And he claims you take the pin out of a rifle to make it automatic. You take the pin out, the firing pin out, so it doesn't work anymore, dummy. So a lot of these politicians are just kind of mediocre yes men. And then their minions are even stupider. Let's go to the folks that Gary Johnson is so popular in California right now. Here it is.
What was the name of the organization that Osama bin Laden ran?
I don't know.
You don't know. What was the name of the terrorist leader behind the 9/11 attacks?
I always pronounce it wrong, but it's Saddam Hussein or something.
What is the man's name that was behind the September 11th attacks, like the big terrorist leader? What was his name?
I don't know.
You don't know. What was the name of the terrorist leader behind the 9/11 attacks?
Don't remember. Saddam Hussein?
No.
Saddam Hussein?
I don't know. I thought this was going to be fun, and you just made this all serious.
No, life is actually very serious.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad stuff, but I'm at the beach.
Just giving you a reality check today.
Oh, geez, okay.
What country were most of the terrorists from that committed the 9/11 attacks?
Iraq. Iran. Syria.
Nope.
Middle East?
No. Well, that's a region. What year did the 9/11 attacks happen?
2003.
What did the terrorist attacks of 9/11 start? What was the result of that?
A lot of people being scared about terrorists.
It was the beginning of the war
on Syria.
The war
on
Iraq.
Before the Iraq war. There's something else. That was 2 years later.
2 years later, after 9/11.
It started the war on terror.
Oh.
The war on terror.
The war on terror.
Okay. And then was the Iraq war.
Okay.
Okay. 2 years later. Other than the Twin Towers, what other building got hit on 9/11?
I think it started with an E.
With an E?
Yeah. But I don't know the name of it.
Okay. What was some of the targets of the 9/11 terrorist attacks?
I don't know. I want to get a beer, man.
What year did the 9/11 attacks happen?
I'm good, man.
What's the answer?
I'm good.
What terrorist organization was behind the terrorist attacks?
I'm going to guess ISIS, but I feel like that's wrong.
Yeah, that's... Oh, gosh. Who was the terrorist leader behind the 9/11 attacks?
They say it was Osama bin Laden. But do we really know which facet of, you know,
no, this guy's thinking.
That's what they say.
Okay. Now, this man is thinking here. Let that sink in there for a minute, people.
That's what they say. Who knows? That's who the government pinned it on.
Good for you, bro.
Anything else?
I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but it's overwhelmingly Italians don't trust the government and know what's going on. Now, I know some Italians that are dumber than a box of rocks as well. I mean, every group has morons, but it's just funny that guy's got a big, you know, I'm an Italian tattoo on his arm, and he's the only person out there that could even have any inkling of what planet we were living on. And that's what's frightening about this. I don't take pleasure in the fact the general public is really stupid. And they revel in it. Like that one guy said, I don't care. I want a beer. Your ancestors fought and died and were as tough as nails, so you'd have a little bit of freedom and a little bit of free market and this prosperity. And then these people sit there thinking it's going to go on forever when the globalists are the biggest sharks the world has ever seen. And that's why they do things like this. Hillary, last night, we have the clip coming up, told the folks at the Commander-in-Chief Forum, the veterans, that, quote, we did not lose a single American in Libya. She's gotten in trouble for saying that over and over again for 4 years. She did it again because it's on purpose. We lost 4 Americans. Upwards of 80,000 Libyans have now been killed by the war you triggered, bringing in Al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS. So that's how stupid she thinks you are. That's a Breitbart article. We have the clip. But remember, her constituents do not know what planet they're on, have no idea what Benghazi is. That's why she said famously in the Senate Armed Services Committee, when they asked about the Turkish ambassador, she said, Turkey? What are we talking about? Turkey birds? You know, again.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society reminds us that while thousands of lives are being saved, we still need to make even more progress before we can achieve a world without blood cancers. President and CEO of LLS, Dr. Louis DeGennaro.
Team in training, Light the Night, the Leukemia Cup Regatta, Man and Woman of the Year, and Student Series. LLS relies on these fundraising campaigns to generate support to find cures for the blood cancers. Becoming involved helps us explore new paths to cures by funding more than 300 cutting-edge research projects, many in the most promising new areas of immunotherapies and personalized medicines. Those cures and treatments are also helping patients with other forms of cancer. During September, we encourage everyone to help LLS raise awareness of blood cancer and support research for cures.
To learn more, get involved, or donate directly, visit LLS.org and use the hashtag RaiseForLLS on social media.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, your phone calls are coming up, and we kick off the second hour here in about 6.5 minutes. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. But I tell you, John Bowne, one of our investigative journalists, has knocked it out of the park again with the fact that, hey, they're openly trying to rig the election in front of everybody. We got to keep this front and center. Here's John Bowne.
In one of the most blatant pieces of propaganda in U.S. history, the Washington Post wants to sell America on the idea that the upcoming rigged elections by Obama and the DHS will be blamed solely on Vladimir Putin.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
This is a kind of fundamental attack on the country itself, the underpinning of it, that somehow or another it's rigged or it's not fair. People, you know, some people will believe that. The truth of that is, Chuck can attest to this too, by and large, American elections are pretty much on the up and up.
The Washington Post writes, U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies are probing what they see as a broad, covert Russian operation in the United States to sow public distrust in the upcoming presidential election and in U.S. political institutions. The aim is to understand the scope and intent of the Russian campaign, which incorporates cyber tools to hack systems used in the political process, enhancing Russia's ability to spread disinformation. The effort to better understand Russia's covert influence operations is being spearheaded by James R. Clapper Jr., the director of National Intelligence. This is something of concern for the DNI, said Charles Allen, a former longtime CIA officer who has been briefed on some of these issues. It is being addressed. The official cautioned that the intelligence community is not saying it has definitive proof of such tampering or any Russian plans to do so. But even the hint of something impacting the security of our election system would be of significant concern, the official said. It's the key to our democracy that people have confidence in the election system. Let me get this straight. The American people are to place the future of our country in the hands of National Intelligence Director James Clapper, the same man that blatantly misled the American people when he lied to Congress regarding the total dragnet our intelligence community wields on the supposed protections of our Bill of Rights.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
Now, why do you say he was lying there?
Because the letter that he sent to Congress admitted that they roam through the content of phone calls and the content of emails and the content of text messages without a warrant, in direct contradiction to what he said to that Senate committee.
I do think that when history looks at this, they're going to contrast the behavior of James Clapper, our National Intelligence Director, with Edward Snowden. Mr. Clapper lied in Congress in defiance of the law in the name of security. Mr. Snowden told the truth in the name of privacy.
And the DHS is going to overrule powers given to local and state governments to manage their own elections under Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, not to mention the powers afforded states in the 10th Amendment, simply because DHS claims to be able to provide ironclad cybersecurity. Thousands of DHS employees were subjected to, as WorldNet Daily recently reported, the theft of Social Security numbers, dates of birth, residencies, educational and employment histories, personal foreign travel histories, immediate families, business and personal acquaintance details, and other information used to conduct background clearances. A mountain of evidence containing decades of collusion between our government and an elitist banking cabal sits collecting dust. Meanwhile, the American people are supposed to believe, with zero proof, that a foreign government will hack our elections, and that for the first time in U.S. history, the electoral process must be hijacked by a dictatorial administration hanging on to the last remnants of its power before they are shown the door. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Do people notice history when it's happening right in front of them? Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Second hour.
Thank you straight for
ahead.
Listening to GCN.
Then hour three, hour four. Spread the word.
GCN Live.
It's an info war.
Today.
It's a war. A war.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a